We're very thankful
on this beautiful day.
Yes.
Although it ain't sun, it's not shining. It's partly cloudy, but it's still a good day. It's so good that he woke us up. He could have left us laying there, but he touched us all with a finger of love this morning. We're glad to be back here in the house of God once again. We thank the Lord for how he just leads and guides. I don't have no complaints this morning. I don't have nothing to murmur about. This is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Amen. And I just thank the Lord that we serve a faithful God in these times of trouble, in these times of adversity. We serve a God that don't ignore us. When we need the Lord, we can call on the Lord. And he'll show right up.
Yes.
Amen. He'll come to your rescue.
Yes.
And that's what I want to talk about. I'm going to tell you, in these day and times, I don't care how many sermons we get on prayer, this is what's going to help us to stand. This is what's going to help us to maintain. This is what's going to help us to keep the victory, to just to rest assured, to know that God will answer prayer. Amen. Praise God. Only thing we got to do is call on him. Huh? Amen. And one thing about the Lord, he knows what you're going through with. He knows your needs. He knows your concern. Amen. But I'm thankful when we read into the word of the Lord. There are numerous scriptures in the Bible of God's promises. Amen. He reminds us that he will come and rescue us in the time of need. What are your troubles today? I'm asking. What are your problems today? I want to tell you to turn it to Jesus. He is the answer. How many of us know if you call on the Lord, he will answer? He will supply your every need. I'm so glad. Another thing, that God is not like man. Sometimes when you call on man, he may not answer. But I know God will. Numerous of times in my life, I call on a friend. I may call on a family member. And they won't show up. Sometimes they won't answer the call. How many know that's frustrating? When you can't get in touch with who you need. But I'm so glad, I feel like clapping now. I said, but I'm so glad you can call on the Lord and he will answer the call. Amen. How do you know, Brother Jerry? Because I called on him and he come. He works miracles. Some of us may have sickness, and we see sickness all over the world and country today. Some may be suffering with mental illness. Call on the Lord. Some may be in despair and don't know Jesus for the pardon of your sins. But I'm here to remind you, you can call on the Lord and he will come to your rescue. I'm not just talking this thing. I can read the word and I can get consolation. That's what keeps me smiling. It ain't because I got a raise on my job, or somebody gave me some money, or amen, gave me a brand new car. Amen. I'm smiling and happy because God will show up and he will show out. Amen. He will appear on the scene. Praise God. Amen. You may be in despair. You may be leaving out of here. Only thing he got to do is speak and say, rise. Come on, somebody. You coming up. Amen. That's the kind of God I'm serving. And I'm going to tell you, I am a representative of Jesus. Amen. He is the chief operator. And I'm his representative. And I work for him. And he works for me. Praise God. It could be in the wee hours of the morning. Amen. After 12 or 1 or 2 o'clock. One thing about the Lord's shop. Amen. He don't have no closing hours. He's open 24 hours a day. Praise God. 365. 7 days a week. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can wake up, praise God, with pain. And I have woke up numerous of nights. Amen. Pain racking my body. But only thing I do is call on the Lord. And I want to tell you, whatever your ailment may be out here in the Facebook land, whatever your problem may be, Church of God, whatever your problem may be, I'm here to tell you, and I'm going to read through the word and let you know the Lord will work it out. Amen. Let's turn over here and see what the words say. Let's turn over here to Psalms. Amen. Psalms, the 91st chapter, verses 15 and 16. Amen. Let's see what that say there. The Bible said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. Amen. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? That's the kind of God I serve. What a mighty God we serve this morning. We can call on him. We can call upon him. And he said, I will answer. Amen. He ain't like sometimes folks knocking to your door and you act like you don't hear the knock. Amen. But when you knock to the Lord's door, he gonna open up and let you come in and sup with him and you with him. Hey, come on, somebody. Amen. Open up, praise God, and let him come in. Amen. Praise you the Lord. It's a good thing, amen, women call upon the Lord. He said, I will answer him. And I won't only answer him, I will be with him in trouble. You ever get in trouble sometimes? Amen. It's easy to get in trouble and hard to get out of trouble. Come on, somebody. Amen. But I'm so glad the Lord will be right there with us. Praise God. Amen. And we as a Christians, sometimes we have to do the same thing. Sometimes people call on us. We in trouble. They's in trouble. And they doing a lot of stuff that's, amen, to get them in trouble. What you gonna do? Ignore your family? Don't have nothing to do with them? Oh, he know better than that. Yes, he know better than that. But your job is to try to help and bring some comfort and peace and goodwill. Amen. You know, it's one thing to talk this talk. You know, a lot of times we can know how we need to do, but let's do it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. The Lord do it for us, and we need to do it for others. Praise God. That's what salvation is all about. And when you're in trouble, the Bible said, I will deliver him and honor him. Now, he said, with long life, praise God, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise God. I'm going to comfort you with the word because it ain't about me and my words, but it's what about the word of God. Now let's turn over here. I'm going to give you some scripture to read here. Amen. You ready? Amen. Someone over here to my right, praise God. Isaiah, praise God, over here. Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verses 9 through 14, Quaveta, sister. Amen. All right, sister, is that Kendra there? Kendra, yes, praise God. Good to see you. Amen. Let's read Isaiah 65, the 24th verse. Yes. Over here to my left, sister LaMisha. Lamisha. Amen. Read, amen, Luke the 11th chapter, verses 9 to 13. Amen. And my my grandson, Quintrell. Amen. I want you to read it good and loud now. Praise God. Amen. St. John 15 and the 7th verse. The 15th chapter and the 7th verse. Amen. We want to read where we can understand clearly. Praise God. But these scriptures are going to let us know we have no worration. Amen. We ain't got to be weary and well doing. Amen. Come on, somebody. We ain't got to pull our hair out and having strokes and heart attack, worrying about this thing and that thing. What you need to do is let go and let God. Come on. Amen. Let him work it out. And this is what these scriptures going to teach us and remind us this morning. Amen. That's what we need to do. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now, who got Isaiah? Amen. Isaiah, praise ye the Lord. Let's do that. 58 chapter, verses 9, amen, through 14. Amen. I'm gonna stop you, but read, amen, and we'll go right along with you. What did that say now?
Then shalt thou call.
It said, then shall thy call,
and the Lord shall answer.
And the Lord shall answer. Do you believe that this morning? The Lord shall answer. We can stand on his word. When you call on the Lord shall answer. Amen.
Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am.
Look here. Ain't that comforting news this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He said, and shall cry.
Right.
You ever cried?
Yeah,
amen. That's okay to cry. I'm a man and I'll cry. I'm not ashamed of somebody seeing me crying. Praise God. And I don't mind crying out to the Lord, meaning calling on him boldly and courageous. But it said, thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. When you cry out to the Lord, he ain't like man. Sometimes you cry out to man will run and hide from you. I don't want him to see me. Is that him? Let me duck down. Praise God. Don't even go to the door, honey. Amen. Come on, somebody. He ain't that way. He's there. Praise God all the time. Amen. I thank God. It said, and he shall say, here am I. Read.
If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke.
And I take away from the midst of thee the yoke.
The putting forth of the finger.
And speaking vanity.
And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry.
Well, come on, somebody. And if thou draw out thy soul to hungry. And satisfy the afflicted soul.
Then shall thy light rise in obscurity.
And then shall thy light rise in obscurity.
And thy darkness be as the noonday.
Come on, then thy darkness be as the noonday.
And the Lord shall guide thee continually.
Look at God. Look at God. He will not leave us nor forsake us. The Lord shall guide thee continually. When these souls get in drought, amen, God will send his satisfaction. Amen. Amen. It might be dry. It might be in drought. But the Bible said what?
And make fat thy bones.
And make fat thy bones.
And thou shalt be like a watered garden.
Wow. And thou shalt be like a watered garden.
And like a spring of water,
whose waters fail not. Praise God. So that let me know. I can rest assured to know that I don't have no worries. And let me know that God will be there with me. He'll be like a watering garden. I won't be dried up. I will not be in drought. But Lord will send his blessings. He will send his anointing. He will send his encouragement. Praise God. Read on. Now, if you be of the Lord, he shall build the old waste places.
Thou shalt raise up the
foundations of not your generation, but many generations. Come on, do you know anything about the repairer of the breach? When you need him the most, he appear on the scene. He can repair. How many know he's the master of mechanics? Amen. How many know when you feel like you broke down and can't move, God is always there. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you can't walk, can't put one step above the other. Huh? But I'm so glad God will show up and say, come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. Let me hold you by the hand. We can make it together. Together we stand, divided we fall. I can recommend you this morning to Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. When it looks so low in your life, it looks like you in despair. Look like you can't get out of the hole. The more you try to get out, the worse you go. Go deeper. But I'm so glad. Amen. Right here in May 2025. I said I'm so glad. We got a big God that can do big things. Amen. What are your problems this morning? Amen. We got a big problem solver God. He can come and work it out. Only thing you got to do is serve him. Only thing you got to do is keep his commandments. Only thing you got to do is cry out to the Lord. And he will come to your rescue. Praise God. Yes. I say yes. Because you say we'll be like the water garden. Amen. Like a spring of water who water fell not. We ain't got to worry about this well going dry. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. This is everlasting to everlasting. Read on now. Amen. What verse that?
That's the end of 12.
All right. Yeah. The restore a path to dwell in.
If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath.
If you turn away thy foot from the Sabbath.
From doing thy pleasure on my holy day.
Amen. Now we got to watch this Sabbath. Some people think the Sabbath is to lay home and take a rest.
No.
Praise God. They said the Sabbath is a rest day. Yeah. Rest day means rest from your problems and troubles. God got you. Rest don't mean laying in your bed. Amen. And just taking the rest break. Because I got to go to work Monday. But the Bible said, it said, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, for doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Amen. We need to, on his holy day, we need to worship. We need to praise him. We need to adore him. We need to assemble ourselves together and be together. All God's people, praise God. Amen. Sometimes people try to find an excuse not to come. Amen. But we need to be finding a blessing. How can we come? I ain't going to let nothing here stop me. Praise God, because I don't want my blessing to hold up. I don't want him to turn the water off the warden garden. Amen. Come on, somebody. I want him to keep producing. I want him to keep blessing. I want him to keep increasing. Amen, somebody. What did else say, sister? And call the Sabbath a delight.
The holy of the Lord.
The holy of the Lord.
Honorable.
Honorable. And shall honor him.
Not doing thine own ways.
Don't do your own ways. Your own ways will get you in big trouble with the Lord.
Nor speaking thine own words.
Speaking thy own pleasure.
Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord.
Then shalt thou delight thyself. That's what we want to do, church. Delight. Enjoy the greatness of God. Amen. Thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord.
And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth.
Let us say elevation.
Elevation.
Hallelujah, Lord, elevate us.
Yes.
We'll be able to ride.
Yes.
It said he'll call us to ride upon the high places. Amen. Of the earth. Read.
And feed thee
with the heritage of Jacob thy father.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Now, if the Lord has spoken it, it's a done deal. It's sealed. Say that again. It is signed. It is sealed and delivered. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said, huh? I said the Bible said, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When the Lord speak, everybody be quiet and listen. Amen. When he speak, we ain't got to worry about him reneging. Amen. We don't have to worry about him forgetting. Sometimes folks will speak. Amen. They said, Pastor, I'm coming there to help you. I know you need help around now. I'm going to help you with your grass. I'm going to be there at 3:00 Saturday. Amen. They spoken it. I'm looking, it's 5:00 and they didn't appear. Come on, somebody. But I'm so glad that God is not a forgetful God. I'm so glad that he will do what he said he would do. We can stand on his word. Amen. Because he's spoken it and he does not lie. Praise God. All right. Now, I think we got another scripture over here in Isaiah. Isaiah, let's turn over here a little further in this book to the 65th chapter and the 24th verse. Now, what did that say?
And it shall come to pass
that before they call,
I will answer.
And while they were yet speaking,
I will hear.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's how God works. Praise God. How many know he knows what you need before you even ask of thee? Huh? But he said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, before you call on the Lord, I already know what you need. I already answered it. Praise God. Lord is prompt. Amen. He do what he say he would do. Praise God. Amen. He know your struggles. He know your pain. He know your heartaches. Praise God. Yeah, he said, before you were speaking, I'm answering. And then he said, while you are yet speaking, I will hear. Praise God. His ears is leaning. Like the scripture said, he inclining his ear. Meaning he's leaning to our requests. Whatever we need, God is available. God is right there listening. And he's right there ready to supply our needs. Huh? Praise God. What do you need this morning? Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Sometimes you go to the grocery store and you got a list. And sometimes you say, what do I need in the grocery store? But you need a lot more than you have on that list. Praise God. Because you may have 10 things on that list, but you need 25 things. Amen. But you look in that whole big grocery store and you see all those items. But amen. But you can't get but 10 or 12 of those items because you cannot afford it, especially in the day that we're living in. Amen. But I'm so glad when you go into the heavenly grocery store. Praise God. Everything you need, amen, you can receive. Praise God. You ain't got to come out of that store short. I needed this and I couldn't get it. But I'm here to tell you the Lord said he will supply all our needs. Praise God. And that's what makes him God. Amen. Because he can do all things. Praise God. Call on the Lord. He will answer prayer. Hey, amen. Praise God. All right, now, let's turn over here to Luke. Luke, the 11th chapter. Praise God. St. Luke. Praise God over here, the 11th chapter. Oh, I didn't know you had it. Yeah, a start. Praise God. 11, the ninth, start at the ninth. Praise ye the Lord. Look at God. Start at the 9th verse and read down to the 13th verse, please.
And I say unto you.
And I say unto you.
Ask and it shall be given you.
Hold just a moment, my sister. Now, sometimes we read through these things quickly. And we ain't seeing what's really happening here. The Bible says, and not only the Bible, but Jesus is speaking these words. Yeah. He said, and I say unto you. Hold on just a moment. I want you to see all that. Jesus said, and I say unto you. What is I'm trying to emphasize? When Jesus speak, you must pay attention. Amen. Now this ain't one of the apostles. This ain't one of the prophets. But this is Jesus. He said, and I. Amen. When I hear Jesus speak, I'm going to pay attention. Come on. And I say unto you. What did he tell us? Listen to this instruction. Go right here, sister.
Ask and it shall be given you.
Do you know that's consolation? Ask. Ask. What do you need? It shall be given to you.
Seek and ye shall find.
Now sometimes asking may not be good enough. You got to start seeking. You got to start moving around and really doing all you could do to seek after the Lord. If he over here to the right, you're going to make sure you get over there. Praise God. You're seeking. There you know, seeking is different from just looking. When you lose something of value, you begin to seek. Seek is meaning I have lost my wallet before. Amen. And it has some green stamps there. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I won't just sit and say, well, one, the word is. The word may be. You'll just sit in there. But no, I'm getting up. I'm seeking. I'm seeking. I'm turning over the recliner. And I'm shaking it. Amen. I'm pulling up the rug. Come on, somebody. Amen. And just looking. I'm going all around in the room, just everywhere. Because I got to seek. Because if I seek, I'll find.
Amen.
So time I called my daughter. I said, you know, I lost my wallet. They said, Dad. Then I called them back. I found it. You know, one day the Lord told me, I didn't have too much seeking. I started praying. I prayed. I said, where's my wallet? I got to pray. Lord told me the location.
Just spoke it.
Go right over there. Look under that chair. Look right there under the bed. Amen. I'm here to tell you the Lord worked that way. If you seek after the Lord know what you need. And you're going to find it. He's going to give it to you. Ain't this consolation? In these times we living in these perilous times, in these troublesome times, in these scary times, we can call on the Lord. We need to get this message this morning because we're going to need it. Praise God. We're going to need this peace. We're going to need this consolation. We're going to need to know, have assurance to know if I call on the Lord, he's going to come to my rescue. When I ask, amen, amen. What did it say? When I ask, come on, somebody. Amen. When I ask, he shall be given. And when I seek, I'm going to find. Go ahead, sister. And when I knock,
it
shall be open unto you. Amen. Ain't that good? When you go to somebody's home, when you knock, you want the door to open. Amen. Sometimes the door don't be open and they are there. Because you hear them all that running around in there. Amen. I got some good ears. I said, they in there. I used to work for the U.S. Census. And I pull up to the bell and I get out and go to the door and it's about 6 cars in the yard. And I began to knock. U.S. Census. Nobody come to the door. Then I began to look. I see the curtains moving. Peeping Tom. Looking around, looking out. But they won't come to the door. So they instruct us to go three times. So I go back again. And that third time, if they don't come out right, they are there, but they didn't come to the door. See, then they ain't going to send us no more. They going to send the man with the badge and the gun. Amen. Because this is law. We need your count. The Lord don't make nobody come to the door. He said, whosoever will, let him come. He don't force you to ride with him. Amen. But I want to ride with him. Huh? I want him to take the wheel too. I want to be the backseat rider and let him be the driver. If I drive this vehicle, I always will be on the mountaintop. I would never go down in the valley. I'd be just driving all up on the mountains and all. But how many know your blessings are in the valley? Because there's peace in the valley. There's joy in the valley. There's greatness in the valley. Look out. Praise God. Let's quit trying to be on easy street all the time. Just want to stay on easy street. But we got to change. Yeah. Read on, sister.
For everyone that asketh, receive
it. Oh, Lord, let us all say good news.
Good news.
Ain't that good news? Yeah. Everyone that asketh, receive it.
And he that seeketh, find it.
And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And to him that knocketh, it shall not might or maybe so. But it shall be open.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father.
Will he give him a stone?
Will he give him a stone?
Or if he asks a fish.
Or if he asks a fish.
Will he for a fish give him a serpent?
Will he for a fish give him a serpent? If he shall ask an egg,
will he offer him a scorpion?
Will he offer him a scorpion?
If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children.
Look out now. This is a good illustration here. If ye then, being evil,
know
how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more
shall your heavenly Father give
the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Come on. God knows how to give, when to give, the amount to give. Praise God. If we know how to give gifts to our children, certainly you know God knows have to give to one of each and every one of us. Amen. Praise God. All right. All right. We got Quintrell. Come up here, please. Stand over there and read your verse of scripture. That's St. John. Amen. Thank you. This is my grandson, Quintrell. St. John, the 15th chapter. And the 7th verse, what did that say?
It says, if ye abide in me.
Read loudly.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you.
Yes.
Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Yes.
Man, that's powerful. Thank you, Brother Davenport. Amen. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I don't know nobody but God can do that.
Thank you, God.
So you can ask anything. You can ask what you will. Whatever you want, God can supply. God can meet your requests. So I'm here to tell you this morning as we bring this message to a conclusion. Whatever you need this morning from God, only thing you got to do is put your request in. Amen. It ain't like sometimes you fill out an application and say 60 days, come back. We will have an answer 60 days. But I'm glad the Lord don't work on 60 days. How many know he's a now God? Amen. It don't matter if you here in North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina. It don't matter if you in Dallas, Texas, or Shawnee, Oklahoma. It doesn't matter where your location. God is still God. He's there. So I'm here to tell you, whatever you need from the Lord, call on him. Ain't that good? Now it looks like the government can stop a lot of stuff, but it can't stop the Lord. Amen. You can't call on the president. You can't call on the legislators. But I'm here to tell you, you can call on the Lord. And he will come on the scene. And when he come on the scene, he not just coming there doing nothing. He working miracles. He doing his wonders. Amen. We got to get a hold of the Lord in times like these. We need him every step of the way. So may God bless you.
Yes.
And may heaven smile upon you.
Yes.
Amen.